Around you, or likely within your view, is a palisade, loose wall of vertical logs, possibly with a square blockhouse in one or more corners. Inside may be one or more buildings, such as a barracks, officers' quarters, and a magazine for storing powder into weapons. The rising tensions with the Cherokees led local part-time militia soldiers under Captain Samuel Davidson to build the fort to protect local farmers in spring of 1776, which was completed by May. There was good reason to be concerned. Under a 1768 treaty between Britain and the Cherokee, European Americans are not supposed to be living here, west of the treaty border. By June, a company of militia referred to as Rangers were stationed here, presumably to scout for warrior bands. Sometime that month, Cherokees attacked the fort and drove the Rangers out. They retreated to Cathy's Fort, near modern Marion. Rutherford arrives in August from the direction you are facing, with more than 2,000 militia from the county self-defense regiments and volunteers having camped at Cathy's Fort on the way. They now make an informal camp all around Davidson's fort, roughly a half mile in each direction. Rutherford may have had them make improvements to the fort. Small militia companies join the army here, along with some natives of the Catawba Nation, traditional enemies of the Cherokee. On Saturday, September 1st, Rutherford leaves 300 to 400 men to protect the region and marches west with around 2,400, including 1,900 soldiers, 80 light cavalry, and 350 pack horse drivers. The Council of Safety has made sure the forces are well supplied. With them go nearly 1,400 pack horses, a herd of beef cattle, and a small arsenal that included long rifles, hatchets, and a few small field cannons. Lacking official uniforms, militia members take along their own clothing, and many used their own hunting rifles. The army has 6 weeks' worth of supplies. The men, horses, and cows head upriver toward today's Asheville, bound for a commercial center of the Cherokees at Niquassi, modern Franklin, where Rutherford plans to rendezvous with a similar force from South Carolina. Please scroll down to the audio clip under Return and Results.